Well, Mike, over the past few weeks, the run defense has drastically improved. I have a little bit of a theory why I think they are so much improved. And it's because they're playing aggressive and violent at the point of attack.
You know, we talked last week about good team defense, and that's what we're seeing. But you're right. We're seeing them destroy blocks and getting to the football.
Yeah, let's take a look at this first play. Cedric Thornton, who really has been the leader of this violent surge from this defensive front. Watch him on the first play of the game. Here, you're going to get what I call the mush and push at the point of attack, destroy the center, and then he's able to get back in there and make the play. I mean, that's playing violent right there.
You know, these guys started out in this two-technique thing, thinking that they got to dance with that guy in front of them. But they're comfortable now realizing that they can attack that guy, shed him, and get to the football.
Yeah, I love the way this front is playing, and it's been led by the defensive lineman. Let's take a look at a play here, because this guy here has been pretty special.
Yeah.
But watch how they all work in concert. You're going to get Connor Barwin, whose job here, once he sees a pulling guard coming here, is to spill everything so that his linebackers can scrape freely and get downfield. This is a key third and one situation here early in the game. Same drive. And watch how this opens up for D'Amico Ryans.
Well, look at the way he attacks the tight end. He attacks the tight end. He drives him down the line of scrimmage and completely disrupts the play.
Yeah, disrupts the play. That's how you draw it up on film, but it doesn't necessarily work like that in the game, and that's a beautiful sight to see. Take another look at a play here, and everybody's getting involved here, from the inside guys to your outside guys, your outside linebacker. Here's Brandon Graham here playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage. When you see that blocker get taken back 2-3 yards, that disrupts the whole offensive play, and that's exactly what Brandon Graham is able to do here.
Now watch Fletcher Cox on this play. He takes this guard, he drives him into the back, and it forces this back to belly the play to the outside to make it even easier for his guys to come up and make the play.
I mean, these guys really are playing as a total unit here. Let's take a look at this play here. You're going to see where Trent Cole is here on the outside, gets a little false read. But I like the way Trent, he takes the false read up the field, but then he comes back and he gets in on a play. But take a look at Michael Kendricks here. This is something he struggled with a little bit. He's going to take on the guard here and then shed and get off of him, and he's able to get back in on the tackle. That's a little bit of a running lane there. Watch how both of these guys eventually wind up in that running lane. That running back thinks that's open for him, but it's not. That's how you close a gap. You close a gap that way by not staying blocked. Again, the key, hit your blocker, shed him, get off, playing with violent hands, get back in there. This is what I'm seeing on film week in and week out over the last 3 to 4 weeks. It's an improving defense. Billy Davis told us to trust him. Now you can see it. Trust him.